ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वती व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भागवते उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः।
रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 11 चैप्टर 28 एंटाइटल्ड ज्ञान योग वर्स नंबर 28।
यथा मयो साधु चिकित्सितो नुणा पुनः पुनः संतु दति प्ररोहन् एवं मनोपक्वकषाय कर्म कुयोगिनां विध्यति सर्वसंगम्। यथा मयो साधु चिकित्सितो नृणां पुनः पुनः संतु दति प्ररोहन् एवं मनपक्वकषाय कर्म कुयोगिनां विध्यति सर्वसंगम्। यथा मयो साधु चिकित्सितो नृणा पुनः पुनः संतु दति प्ररोहन् एवं मनोपक्वकषाय कर्म कुयोगिनां विध्यति सर्वसंगम्। यथा मयो साधु चिकित्सितो नृणा पुनः पुनः संतु दति एवं मनपक्वकषाय कर्म कुयोगिनां विध्यति सर्वसंगम्। यथा मयो साधु चिकित्सितो नृणा पुनः पुनः संतु दति प्ररोहन् एवं मनोपक्वकषाय कर्म कुयोगिनां विध्यति सर्वसंगम्।
व्हाट टू वर्ड मीनिंग यथा इज आमय ए डिजीज असाधु इम्परफेक्टली चिकित्सित ट्रीटेड नूनाम ऑफ मेन पुनः पुनः एगेन एंड एगेन संतुदती गिव्स डिस्ट्रेस प्ररोहन राइजिंग अप एवं इन द सेम वे मन द माइंड अपक्व अनप्यूरिफाइड कषाय ऑफ कंटामिनेशन कर्म फ्रॉम इट्स एक्टिविटीज कुयोगी नाम द इम्परफेक्ट योगी विध्यति टॉर्मेंट्स सर्वसंगम हु इज फुल ऑफ ऑल काइंड्स ऑफ मटेरियल अटैचमेंट translation and purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. Just as an improperly treated disease recurs and gives repeated distress to the patient, the mind that is not completely purified of its perverted tendencies will remain attached to material things and repeatedly torment the imperfect yogi. Purport. Sarva Sangam refers to one's stubborn attachment to material objects of so-called enjoyment, such as children, wife, money, nation, and friends. One who increases his attachment to children, wife, and so on, although supposedly performing devotional service to Lord Krishna, is understood to be either a kuyogi, as described in this verse, or a bewildered neophyte who has failed to properly treat the disease of the heart called material attachment. If one has repeated relapses into material attachment, he has failed to eradicate the darkness of ignorance from his heart. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Shakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Nama Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadanti Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sabadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesa Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaurabhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Tamadi Devam Suhtamadi Devam Karunanidhanam Tamalavannam Suhitavataram Apara Sansara Samudra Setu Bhajamahe Bhagavatam Puranam Bhajamahe Bhagavatam Puranam Bhajamahe Bhagavatam Puranam Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangam Langhayate Girim Yatkrupatamaham Bande Shri Guru Dinatarinam Hare Krishna. I am very grateful to the authorities for giving me this service. I seek all of your blessings so that I can speak something for the pleasure of the Lord, for your pleasure and for my purification. Hare Krishna. Translation again. Just as an improperly treated disease recurs and gives repeated distress to the patient, the mind that is not completely purified of its perverted tendencies will remain attached to material things and repeatedly torment the imperfect yogi. So we'll discuss the improperly treated disease recurs and gives repeated distress to the patient. We'll give take one, two examples, after that we'll continue. In Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th canto, Sukadeva Goswami, at the end of 5th canto, Sukadeva Goswami describes about the various kinds of sins and the destination of all the sinful activities. Mainly he describes about the various hellish planetary systems. Then when Parikshit Maharaj hears all the things, Parikhit Maharaj, he becomes fearful. And he is asking Sukadeva Goswami, how these people can come out of this hell? Then Sukadeva Goswami, to test Parikhit Maharaj, telling that atonement, first treatise. Then Parikhit Maharaj telling that, see, it's like elephant wedding. Elephant goes to the pond or river, takes very nice bath, and as soon as it comes out, then he again makes his body dirty. So similarly, people will go, perform some pious activities, and they come again and do the sinful activities. So there is no profit, no benefit. Then Sukadeva Goswami is telling that, okay, the cause of this sinful activity is the ignorance. So they should acquire knowledge. So in that condition, when they have knowledge, the impurities in the heart, they will go away. Then Parikhit Maharaj is telling that this knowledge can help to some extent, but the impurities in the heart cannot come out by the knowledge, unless until that knowledge is transferred from head knowledge to heart knowledge. So he is giving the example of, like when there is fire in a forest, the bamboo trees and the creepers beneath that those trees, all of them they destroyed. But as soon as the rain comes, then again arises. Similarly, the knowledge can help up to an extent, but some extent, when this suitable opportunity comes, the sinful tendencies they again come out. So thing is that unless the impurities from our heart is completely removed, the seeds of the desires completely removed, all the desires will come and again and disturb the sadhu. Then Sukadeva Goswami is telling that kechit kevalaya bhaktya vasudeva parayana agham dhunati kastena niharam iva bhaskara. Kechit kevalaya bhaktya, bhakti, kechit and keval, all the three words are used for bhakti only. Kechit kevalaya bhaktya vasudeva parayana, when one renders devotional service to Lord Vasudeva, what happens now? Agham dhunati kastena, all the sinful activities will be destroyed. Like he is giving the example of fog. In the winter season we see the fog, but as soon as the sun arises, the fog disappears. We can try mechanically in so many ways, but we cannot remove that fog until unless nihara, the sun plant, sun arises. Similarly, until unless the bhakti arises in our heart, all the sinful desires will not be eradicated. That's why in Vrindavan Das Thakur, he sings, bhakti yoga, bhakti yoga, bhakti yoga dhana, bhakti ei Krishna, Krishna katha shavana kirtana. He is telling that bhakti yoga, bhakti yoga, bhakti yoga. What is the wealth? Bhakti yoga, bhakti yoga. Three times he is repeating. When we render devotional service, all the sinful activities, all the desires for the sinful activities in our heart, that will go away. So once upon a time, I was taking the rounds of the, that was Sunday, I was taking round of the temple hall ACs. And there are three ACs for this temple hall. Two are of 22 tons each, and one is 11.5 tons. So when I was taking round, I saw that the smaller AC, which one is 11.5 tons, that was not cooling only. AC is running, but cooling not happening. Then I asked our mechanic, come and check. The Prabhuji has just started. After some time it will be cool. How it is that? It takes hardly 2-3 minutes. But just by seeing, they say, doctor na, or nar pakad ke bata deta kya problem kya nahi. Similarly, the engineers na, they just saw touching the machinery parts, they can find out. So I told him, you bring the pressure gauge, we'll check. There is some problem in the system. So he brought the pressure gauge to check. The pressure is more than enough. Near about, actually the discharge pressure is supposed to be 270 pounds, but it was near about 440. So I told him, see, there must be air in the system. Otherwise, if it is overcharged, then there will be deposition of ice on the suction side. Because this whole system is full hot, that means there is air in the system. So I told him he released some gas. He released some gas. Then he continued. Then we started again. The same thing again. For a few minutes, the pressure again increased. So I told him there is no other way. We have to release all the gas into the atmosphere. Because, see, how is this AC works, you know, there are four major parts, basic parts. Compressor, condenser, evaporator, before that, expansion valve. So compressor, what it was, it compresses the air up to certain pressure, which pressure can be condensed and that form can be, state is changed in that condenser. That compressed gas is condensed into liquid, but it's same pressure. Then that gas goes through the expansion valve where that gas is expanded, and again it goes to the evaporator. While going through the evaporator, it takes the heat from the surrounding and that liquid is evaporated. But thing is that if there is some air in the system, that air cannot be condensed. That will increase the pressure continuously. So if we will not remove that the air, then what will happen? That may damage the compressor also, damage the system also. So we relieved all these gases and again we vacuumized properly. So thing is that the treatment means when we are installing or working on AC system, first we do the pressure testing of the gas system. After that we do the vacuumizing. Even if the atmospheric air remains in the system, that air is compressed and increase the air in the system. Then the AC will not work only. So, while I was working in my ship, Indian Naval Warship Himgiri, same problems came. And I was there are two, three main sections, engine room, boiler room, and other than machinery spaces. So, I was in charge of the other than machinery spaces. Iskander Sapuch, all the generators, turbo alternators, then the generators, AC, refrigeration plant, everything comes. And there are two big plants in our ship. 1.126 tons each. And same problem happened. The air pressure, gas pressure, the discharge pressure was increasing and there is no cooling effect. So AC housekeeper called me. I went there and checked that there is some problem. So actually there is facility to release some amount of air from the system. Because in that there is water cooled condenser. So that air can be removed. Normally air remains at the top portion only. So normally when I started to remove the air, I saw that there is some leakage in the system. So I was trying to tighten that valve and within a fraction of a second, that whole valve near about 4 or 5 kilo, it came out like a booglet. And I was hardly 3-4 inches away from that valve. And it hit that ceiling. Fell back onto the ground. And during that time, so much gas released in that compartment that AC was keeper bhag gaya ho. Mera condition kya hai? I need to switch off that AC urgently. So I switched off that AC urgently because I have inhaled sufficient amount of gas in my body. So I was feeling fully reeling. I came out of the somehow struggling. I came out of the alleyway, that cool room and cool room. There I slept there for 10-15 minutes. After that I got my sense. So this air, if it is not removed from the system, that air can create a problem for the whole system. Similarly, if our mind is not controlled, if that disease is not properly cured, then that disease will come and disturb us at any moment of time. So we'll go through some... So what is our disease? Our disease is attachment and aversion. Raga and tyaga. So these diseases can be cured through many stages. Initially person remains in the bhogi stage. Then he comes to a kuyogi state. Then yogi states, then su yogi states. Bhogi is like he is diseased. Then ever that is Kuyogi. Kuyogi means he is diseased, but he is not treated, or even if he is treated, he is improperly treated. That is Kuyogi. Ever that is Yogi. Yogi means he is diseased, he is treated, and medicine is in progress. And ever that is Suyogi. Suyogi means he is diseased, treated, and cured also. Now we'll apply these principles. We'll do the case study of Vishwamitra Muni. So there is one verse comes in Srimad Bhagavad Gita. Karmendriyani sanjamya yaste manasasparan indriyarthan vimudhatma mithyachara sauchyate mithyacharo. Mithya means false. Achara means behavior. False behavior. Who tries to control his karmendriyas, but his mind dwells on sense objects. So the kuyogi is a mithyachari. Who wants the salary without work. Like some people, they want, they do not want to take the responsibilities, but they want to get the facilities. So there is one very nice statement I got. Spiritual advancement comes not by change of activity, but by change of mentality. So this will describe the Vishwamitra Muni's case. Vishwamitra Muni once, Vishwamitra means actually earlier he was a king, he was the son of Gadi. He was on a hunting expedition. So while in the forest he was tired and he sees the hermitage of Vasishtha Muni. And he thinks that I will approach Vasishtha Muni and takes his blessing. He goes to Vasishtha Muni, offers obeisances, then Vasishtha Muni gives him blessings, and now Vasishtha Muni wants to serve him. Then this king is thinking that he is such a small muni, how will serve our big interests? I have 100 sons and big, my armies are also there. But Vasishtha Muni is telling, don't worry, I will do the needful. Then he calls his cow, Kamadhenu cow, whose name was Savala. This is the cow given by Lord Vishnu to Vasishtha Muni when he was satisfied by Vasishtha Muni's services and austerities. And this cow was meant for to serve the guests and to serve Vasishtha Muni for his yajnas and sacrifices. Then Vasishtha Muni calls the cow, Kamadhenu cow, and orders her that prepare a big feast for these people. And within few moments, she prepares a big fish and serves the king and his entourage. But king was surprised. Within a very few moments, he served a big fish, and I have never released such a big fish. Now, king wants to possess that cow. King is telling that, you give me that cow, I want to ready to give you whatever you want. But you give me that cow. First, initially, see, he was a bhogi. Now also you see how now the brahmana's property he wants to enjoy the brahmana's property. That is the nature of the sadhus and asadhus. What is the nature of the asadhus? The Chanakya Pandita says, Tushyante bhojane vipra mayuraha ghanagarjati sadhav parasampatishu khalapara vipatishu tushyate bhojane vipra. When you feed a brahmana nice feast, you will become very happy. Tushyate bhojane vipra mayura ghanagarjati. When there is thundering of the cloud in the sky, the pika becomes very happy. But sadhav parasampadishu, when the sadhu sees others opulence, others growth, he becomes very happy. But khala paravipatishu, when he sees others distress, he becomes happy. So I was hearing one example, like that when there is heavy rain, the water body of that ponds and rivers increases. Then the ponds and rivers, they become happy. But when all this water goes to the ocean, Western is never agitated. But Western becomes happy when he sees the full moon day. By seeing the pleasure of moon, he becomes happy. Similarly, Sadhu means when he sees others' opulences, others' growth, he becomes happy. Here, Vishwamitra Muni, he is not happy by seeing the Vasishtha's opulence. Now he asks for the cow, but Vasishtha Muni is telling that this is given by Lord Vishnu for my service. I can't give you. Then he is telling that, see, it is not in your property because this cow is in the air. It is not touching your property, that's why it does not belong to you. This cow does not belong to you. Then the king is telling that, I am the Naradeva. Everything belongs to me. This cow also belongs to me. I will take that. Then he forcefully tries to take away that cow. This Savala cow approaches Vasishtha Muni. Vasishtha Muni tells, I am helpless. I can't do anything. You do whatever you want to. This Savala cow, she fights and destroys the whole army except Vishwamitra. Now Vishwamitra is fully humbled. Now he goes to his home and he thinks that now I want to become a yogi like him. So he makes his son the king and leaves the kingdom, goes to the forest and performs austerities to please Lord Shiva. He renders severe austerities for many days and Lord Shiva is pleased. Lord Shiva comes and he is asking for, give me military strength, military power, give me all the weapons. Now Lord Shiva gives everything. Now Vishwamitra goes to kill Vasishtha Muni with all these weapons. So seeing that Vasishtha Muni, he also fights with his Brahma Danda. He destroys all his weapons, even Brahmastra. Now again Vishwamitra is humbled. Now Vishwamitra goes and performs severe tapasya. Now this time he worships Lord Brahma. Lord Brahma is pleased. Lord Brahma comes. Then Vishwamitra Muni is asking for, make me Brahmarshi. Then Brahma is telling, now you are not qualified to get the post of Brahmarshi. It's a long way to go. Now I can give you the post of Rajarshi. He becomes a Rajarshi now. So during that time what happens? There is a person, Trishanku, who was very beautiful. He wanted to go to the heavenly planet with his same body. So he approaches to Vasishtha Muni. You make me qualify. I want to go to the heavenly planet system. So Vasishtha Muni, no, you cannot go this, go to the spiritual heavenly planet with this same body. For that, you need to go for some austerities. You cannot go. Then this Trishanku approaches to his son, thinking that maybe he is not simple, his sons may help me. Their sons, Vasishtha Muni's sons, they cursed him. You will lose all your beauty. Now he came to know that Vishwamitra Muni has a bad relationship with Vasishtha Muni. Now he approaches to Vasishtha Muni, Vishwamitra Muni. Vishwamitra Muni now, he gets a chance that I can impress myself now. I am better than Vasishtha. Now he calls back all these sages and he tells her, we'll perform one yagya. By that yagya, we'll send Trishanku to the heavenly planet. Then they perform a big yagya and Trishanku started flying. And seeing that, when he approaches to the heavenly planet system, Indra's guard, security guard, he sees that somebody from the Martya Loka is coming to the Indra Loka. He infers this message, he gives this message to Indra. Indra comes with the Vajra and he pushes him back. Trishanku comes down again. So during that time, now Vishwamitra Muni is helpless. How I will send him? See, again, performs his yagya. Now, Trishanku is crying because from both sides, both are compressing him. Upar jana hai, air is increasing, air pressure is increasing. He has no option also. And nobody is hearing him. He is helpless. Now, seeing this, Vishwamitra is thinking that now Indra has come on my path, I can't do anything. He creates a temporary heavenly planet for Trishanku. Now he created this planet, now he wants to maintain that planet. For maintaining that planet, he exhausts all his tapobala. Now he has no energy to maintain that system, planet. He prays to Lord Vishnu, please help me. Lord Vishnu comes. Lord Vishnu tells, you know, destruction is very easy. Creation is also easy. But before creating, you should think how to maintain this. So, seeing that, then Lord tells him that, okay, don't worry, I'll take the responsibility. I'll maintain this planet. But thing is that he will become a star and he will remain, his head will remain downward and legs will be remain upward. Remain in this condition. Now, he exhausts all his power and he goes to, again to the forest, Vishwamitra, because he has exhausted all his tapabala. Now he performs severe tapasya. So, one verse comes in my mind from Chaitanya Charitamrita. काम क्रोधे रदास हया तारला त खाए भ्रमिते भ्रमिते जदी साधु वैद्य पाए तार उपदेश मंत्रे पिशाची पलाए कृष्ण भक्ति हय आर कृष्ण निकटे जाए काम क्रोधे रदास हया तारला ठिकाए व्हेन ए पर्सन बिकम्स the servant of lust and anger, he is being beaten by the Maya, kicked by Maya. But somehow or other, while moving through this planetary system, if he gets the association of a spiritual doctor, he improves. Now, Vishwamitra Puni performs severe tapasya. And now there is a fear created in Indra's heart. This Vishwamitra Muni can take away my post. So he sends Menaka. Now he sends Menaka to distract him. Menaka comes, somehow or other, Vishwamitra Muni is distracted now. And he associates with Menaka, and after a few days he came to know that I have committed a big mistake. But thing is that he understood that it is my mistake. So that's why he didn't curse Menaka. Now he again performs tapasya. There is one verse in Srimad Bhagavad Gita. Vishaya vinivartante niraharasya dehina rasavajyam rasopyasya parandrushta nivartate. Vishaya vinivartante niraharasya dehina. Niraharasya means without feeding, fasting. When we keep our senses, restrain our senses from the sense objects, so, what happens? Now, rasavajam rasapyasya parandushta nivartate. Although we have given up the sense objects may dwell in our mind until unless we get the higher test. So, what is that higher test? Now, Prabhupada writes in that, in Bhagavad Gita, parandushta means higher test. Higher test means until unless one releases the beauty of Krishna, through his progress in Krishna consciousness, he cannot remain free from the dead matters. So like we sometimes in my initial stage of bhakti, once I did Nirjala Ekadasi. And next day, when the time came, I broke my fast. I took so much food na. पूरा दिन का खाना खा लिया मैंने. सो इट वॉज वेरी डिफिकल्ट टू मूव. मेरे को नीचे लेटना पड़ा एक दो घंटा तक. सो इट्स नॉट लाइक दैट जस्ट बाई फास्टिंग वी कैन रिमेन अवे फ्रॉम दिस सेंस ऑब्जेक्ट्स. फॉर दैट वी नीड हायर टेस्ट. सो नाउ इंद्र ये विश्वामित्र गोस एंड परफॉर्म्स शिव तपस्या. Indra is again fearful. Now he sends Rambha, but Rambha is fearful. Indra is telling him, oh, don't worry, I will come with you and Kamadeva will also come with you. Three of us will distract him. Now Rambha comes and Vishwamitra came to know that this is the act of Indra. Now Vishwamitra Muni curses Rambha to become a stone. Seeing that, Indra and Kamadeva, they flew away. But because he cursed here, now also he lose all his tapabala. See how a devotee, how a sadhaka performs severe tapasya and performs some little mistake and he loses all his tapasya, the result of his tapasya. Now, Vishwamitra Muni goes to the north, performs severe tapasya. And he started fasting from the water, fasting from the air, so much so that Indra comes again in the form of a brahmana. And after many days, Vishwamitra was eating food, and during that time Indra comes as a brahmana and asks for that food. And during that time Vishwamitra gives all the things. Now Vishwamitra is qualified. So Indra is helpless now. Indra goes back to his planet. And again Vishwamitra performs Shiva tapasya. And because of his tapasya, all the demigods, they get disturbed. They approach Lord Brahma. Lord Brahma comes with all the demigods and meet Vishwamitra Muni. Tells that, now you can be called as Brahmas. After that, he goes to Vasishtha Muni, asks forgiveness to Vasishtha Muni, and Vasishtha Muni embraces him. After that, he becomes the guru of Lord Ramchandra. See how his life was transformed from bhogi to kuyogi, then yogi, then to shu yogi. So, how to make that journey in our life? Now, this stages we saw, how to make that journey in our life? So, there is anukulasya sankalpa pratikulasya vivarjanam. We have to accept the favorable things and reject the unfavorable things. So, in Bhagavad Gita also, Arjuna asks to Krishna, Krishna, my mind is very restless. Sanchalami mana Krishna pramathi balabhadrudam tasyaham nigram manne bayuriva sudushkaram. Krishna, my mind is very restless, very obstinate, very strong. I am able to control the air, but I am not able to control my mind. Please help me. Then Krishna says, yes, asamsaya mahabaho mano dunigraham chalam abhyasena chokantaya vairagyena chagriyate. Yes, I accept. I agree with your opinion. But by practice and detachment you can control your mind. So practice makes a man perfect. So when I was selected in the Indian Navy, for entry, physical test is 2.5 kilometer. You have to complete 2.5 kilometer within 10.30 minutes. And there is a sprint run, 300 meters, 100 meters to fro and to. Two times you have to change the direction. That you need to complete in 55 seconds. Everything done. Then exercise, basic training started. And every day they started training. Every day I used to start running 3 kilometers, 4 kilometers, then exercises. And first Saturday came and they told us we have to go for a cross country, 7 kilometer cross country you have to run. And you have to complete it within 45 minutes maximum, because you are doing it for the first time. So after completion of 3-4 kilometers, my stomach started aching. And I told my physical trainer, I will not be able to do that. Don't worry. तो भागता रहा तो गिर जाएगा तो उठा के मैं लेके जाएगा पीछे एम्बुलेंस भी है डोंट वरी सो मैं भागता रहा आफ्टर 1 किलोमीटर करीब देन माय चेस्ट पेन स्टार्टेड ही इज नॉट एबल टू हियर एनीथिंग ओनली यू कंटिन्यू बट सम हाउ कंटिन्यूड देन नेक्स्ट वीक दे टोल्ड दैट आफ्टर आवर बेसिक ट्रेनिंग वाज फॉर 2 मंथ्स 9 वीक्स आफ्टर कंप्लीशन 1 मंथ there is a cross country for 14 kilometers. You have to complete that distance. And that also we started doing. That was also completed. But at the last of the camp, 14 kilometers with rifle, self-loading rifle, weight was 5.5 kg. With that, boots, full dress, luggage, water, everything, you need to complete 14 kilometers with that, running. So, that was also possible because every day we started practicing this. So when I was there in the ship, normally during the monsoon season, There is a lot of selling who happens during Mansujin because they want to make the sailors. That's why the Navy slogan is physically fit and mentally tough. They want to make the sailors very strong and tough. So during monsoon, there will be many sailings. During the sailings, so you know monsoon means very rough sea. And there is rolling. Rolling means the horizontal inclination of the sea. And there will be pitching. There is a vertical inclination of the sea. So when the sea will move, when there is low speed, there will be a lot of rolling. And there will be pitching. Pitching is very dangerous because whatever is there in our stomach, everything will come out. And it's very difficult to tolerate that condition. And thing is that there is no excuse. You have to do that service. They will keep one dustbin beside you. Volti karo idhar, duty karo. No excuse. And that was the condition. Khana khane ke liye jaoge, even in dining hall also, you have to take support from somebody, something else, pillar, something like. And you have to keep hold your plate like this and eat. So it was very difficult. So initially my condition was very difficult. But why did I do this? When we continue this for 4 or 5 days, after that the body gets acquainted with that condition. After that, there will not feel any seasickness. So sometimes when there is deployment, when the ship goes out of country, then we call for some army people. Army people, they are very strong on the land. When they are invited in the ship, they are not. Nobody is interested to come to the ship because they know seasickness is very tough to control. But Navy people, they used to practice. They get acquainted with that. That's why they do not face any problem. So that's why practice makes a man perfect. So now, we should accept the favorable things and we should reject the unfavorable things. You know, discard wrong attachments. Unfavorable things, we discard wrong attachments. Here it is mentioned in the purport that the attachment with our relatives, like Chitraketu Maharaj, he was attached to his wife. Dasaratha Maharaj, he was attached to his wife, Kaikeyi. Dhritarashtra was attached to his son, Duryodhana, and his post. When there is attachment, we do not have proper discrimination. We cannot apply dharma in our life. So we should reject the unfavorable things, discard the wrong attachments. Like we see, because Dhritarashtra, he was blind from his birth, but he was attached, he was not only blind from his birth, he was also blind towards spiritual matters also. And he was attached to his son and the king post. He knew what is dharma and he knew what is adharma. That's why, like Duryodhana says, Janami dharmam nachame pravruti, Janami adharmam nachame nivruti, Kenapi devena hrudistitena, Jatha niyuktasmi tatha karomi, Janami dharmam nachame pravruti, Janami adharmam nachame nivruti. I know what is dharma, but I am not interested to follow dharma. I know what is adharma, but I cannot restrain from that. That was the nature of Duryodhana. That was the nature of Dhritarashtra also. Kenapi devana hrudistitena. And Duryodhana telling that, blaming Krishna, you are situated in my heart, you are directing me, and according to your direction I am working. Means all my sinful activities are because of your direction. Like somebody is killing many people and when he is caught and brought to the court, he is telling that actually I don't want to do all the things, but somebody there in my heart inspiring me to kill that person. Like that. So we need to discard the wrong attachments and we have to accept the good attachments, cultivate right attachments. So Kapil Dev says, Prasarangam ajaram pasam atmanau kavayo viduhu sa eva sadhu sukruto makhya dwaram apavrutam. Prasangam ajaram pasam, the strong attachment, ajaram, which is very difficult to break, if that soul is attached to some material things, he gets entangled with that attachment. But saeva sadhu sukruto, if that attachment is done towards the devotees, self-realized soul, then what happens? Saeva sadhu sukruto mukhya dwaram parato, that opens the door to the spiritual world widely. So actually in our temple we are painting these gutted chambers. Day before yesterday while I was watching that our work staffs are painting, so I was thinking, so we use this iron for many purposes to strengthen our structure. But when this structure is, when this iron is bare, so it comes in contact with the air and water, and it goes, this, when iron comes in contact with oxygen, then there is chemical reaction, it creates ferrous oxide and ferric oxide, which is called rust. But when it is applied, when antioxidant and paint is applied on this iron, what happens? It protects the iron from rusting. Similarly, a devotee, when he remains always in the association of devotees, he is protected in many ways. So, we'll describe one pastime, that's Kala Krishna Das. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was with his servant Kala Krishna Das at Bethapani, Tamil Nadu. And in the evening, they met the Bhattaharis. So, these Bhattaharis, Stridhana Dekhaya Tara Loha Upajila Arya Sarala Viprera Buddhi Nasa Kaila, means these Bhattaharis, they enticed the mind of intelligence of Kala Krishna Das. So much so that next day morning, Kala Krishna Das gives the association of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and goes to meet the Bhattaharis. But somehow or other, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to know this and he follows him. And he sees that Kala Krishna Das is along with the Bhattaharis. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling that, see, all of you are sannyasis, I am also sannyasi, and he is my servant. Please let that my servant come with me and he will serve me. But seeing that Bhattaharis, they come with their weapons to attack Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But because of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's influence, most of them are killed by themselves, and seeing that, remaining Bhattaharis, they flee away. So in that condition, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu holds is the Sikha of Kala Krishna Das and brings him back. So, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami mentions one verse. Durdeva sevaka jadi jaya anya sthane sei thakura dhanya tare chule dhariyane. Durdeva sevaka, if by chance the sevaka goes, misleads the association of devotees. Durdeva sevaka jadi jaya anyasthane. Sei thakura, that Lord is very, very grateful, glorious, who brings him back by holding his sikha. That's why Vaishnava, they have sikha. So, when we are in the association of devotees and in the association of Krishna, what happens, even though we have some material desires, that is taken care of by Krishna. That's why Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Krishna kahe ama bhaje, mage visaya sukha, amruta chadi visa mage, sei bada murkha, ami vigya sei murke, visaya kene diva, socharna amruta diya, visaya bhulaiva. Krishna bole, ama bhaje, he is worshipping me, but he is having some material desires. Ama hoje mage visya sukho. Ami vigya sei murkhe visya kenu. She may be a fool, but why I am not a fool. I am a vigya, I am intelligent. Why I will give him material desires? Why I will fulfill his material desires? Ami vigya sei murkhe visya kenu. Why I will give him sense objects? So I will give the nectar of my lotus feet and bring him back. So charna amrita diya visya will have you. So for example, like we see Dhruva Maharaj, he goes for tapasya. For what purpose? Sthana bhilasi taposi stitoham tvam prapta vandeva munindra guhyam kachan vichinnan abhidibya ratnam swamin krutarthasmi varam na jache. Sthana Abhilasi. I had a Abhilasa for Sthana. Rupa Goswami says, Anya Abhilasi da Sunyam. Without any material desires. But, Dhruva Maharaj goes with Sthana Abhilasi to get a post greater than his great-grandfather. Sthana Abhilasi. He went to render tapasya. What happened? The Tom Praptavan, I got you, which is very, very rare to get by the demigods and the munis. But I got you. Then he will kacham vichinun api divya ratram. I am searching for broken pieces of glasses. But now I got diamond. Swamin, krutarthasmi, I am very, very grateful. I do not want any benediction. Please do not give me any benediction. That was the desire of Dhruva Maharaj. Although he had that material desire was disappeared. When he came in connection with Vishnu, when he got the darshan of the Lord, all his material desires are disappeared. So, this there is immature yogi and there is mature yogi. Immature yogi is that, like immature mango, nowadays mangoes are coming. So mangoes, if it is immature, if it is detached from the tree, it will fall small, detached from the tree, that mango will not ripe because it is not mature. That mango cannot give sweetness. Similarly, if an immature yogi gives up the association of devotees, he cannot become mature. He cannot give sweetness, bring sweetness in his life, or he cannot give sweetness to the others also. So, attachment to Krishna Katha. So, here, Prithu Maharaj, in fourth canto, he is praying this verse, he is praying to the Lord, Sa uttama shloka mahan mukha chuto bhavat padambhuja sudha kananilo smriti punar smrita tatta virtamanam kuyogi nambi tarati alambarai. Sa uttama shloka mahan mukha chuto. Uttama shloka means one of the name of the Lord is uttama shloka. Sa uttama shloka mahat mukha chuto. Mahat means the gracious, the self-realized souls. When the Krishna katha comes from the mouth of the self-realized souls, it carries the fragrant particles from the lotus feet of the Lord. And when that Krishna katha enters in the ear holes of a devotee and enters into the heart, that makes a difference in his heart. That transforms the heart of a devotee. That's why that kuyogi becomes a su-yogi. Kuyogi na vitarati alamalai. I do not want anything. I just want to hear Krishna katha from the self-realized souls from the, I want to hear Krishna katha from the self-realized souls. I do not want any other benedictions. So, then we should have attachment to holy name also. This is the verse comes in Ram Rakhya Satram. Bharjanam bhava bijanam arjanam sukha sampadam tarjanam yamadutanam rama rameti garjanam. When we chant the holy name of the Lord, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Now what will happen? Rama rameti garjanam. When one shouts the holy name of the Ram, Lord Krishna, what will happen? Three benefits. Bharjanam bhava bijana. Bharjanam means fry. When we fry the seeds, those seeds will never germinate, never sprout. So bharjanam bhava bijana. The desire for material desires, the desire for the material existence, repeated birth and death, all the desires will go away. Like we frying the seeds from our heart. What else? Now, arjanam sukha sampadam. Will achieve all this happiness and opulence of this world. Arjanam sukha sampadam. Tarjanam yamadutana. This yamadutas also, they will flee away. Tarjanam yamadutana. Rama rameti garjanam. So, that's why we have practicing bhakti yoga. This is infallible. The glories of bhakti yoga is there is no loss and diminution in this process. That's why this is the verse quoted by Sri Kavir Uvach, Kavi to the Navayogendras. Yannasthaya naro rajan na pramadeta karichi dhavan nimilyava netre naskale na patetiha. Yan asthaya naro rajan, by accepting this switch process, this people of this world, naro rajan, na pramadeta karichi, is never bewildered. By accepting this bhakti yoga, one is never bewildered. Na pramadeta karichit. Dhavan nimilyava netre. Even if go runs with his eyes closed, he never falls and never trips. Aankh band karke chalne mein hum log gir jate hain. But this bhakti yoga is such that even if one tries to run by closing his eyes, he never falls and trips. That is the glories of bhakti yoga. So Srila Prabhupada has given us this wonderful process. He has sacrificed his life, he sacrificed his family, he sacrificed his business, he sacrificed his health to give us this Krishna consciousness movement, where we can chant the holy name of the Lord in the association of devotees, serve with the association of devotees and cooperate each other. When we do this, Srila Prabhupada will be happy, and after the completion of this life, we will go to the spiritual world, where there will be joy and vijay. They will ask her, show me your ID card. So the ID card is that, Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namini. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschate Dishtamati. And they will open the door to the spiritual world. Hare Krishna. Thank you so much. I am very, very grateful to the devotees for giving me this opportunity to speak Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam. Although I have no qualification, still you gave me an opportunity. I am very, very grateful to you. Hare Krishna.